time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
My guests this morning are Bridget Dirks, Vice President of Programs for Community Foundation of the Ozarks, and Jonathan Groves, Department Chair of Communication at Drew University and one of the facilitators for this year's Community Focus Report. Last week, we discussed the process of creating the report. Today, we'll talk specifics of the 2019 report. Thanks for joining me. Were there any themes that developed in this report this year that surprised you?
So as we were looking at the data in the citizen participation section, we realized that there was notable fluctuation in voter turnout and also in voter registration. This was a little surprising to us. Those numbers do fluctuate because the number of registered voters in Greene County fluctuates notably because of college students, but there was a 26,000 person drop between April of 2018 and August of 2018.
Wow.
And that required some further research because that is an enormous percentage of the total voter turnout. What we found was that the county clerk's office had been previously including registered voters who are inactive, which are voters who are registered but have returned mail from their address, which means they've moved and not updated their address, and it has been less than 2 years since they last voted. That inactive voter pool was excluded in the August 2018 numbers, but not in the April 2018 numbers. So we had some sort of interesting pieces of the puzzle there. What we came to realize as we were digging into this was that we have too many people who are not updating their addresses when they move.
Right.
And this is an ongoing challenge for which we need to be more active in the community. You can become a deputy registrar. I'm actually a deputy registrar.
Me too.
It's quite an easy process and,
yes,
and very helpful. You can go to a training and then you can register voters. And so when people have moved and you know that they've moved, you can help them update their address and be able to vote. So that's an ongoing challenge. We have not, first of all, we have not enough registered voters. We have 230,000 people in Greene County who are over the age of 18, so theoretically quite a few people who'd be registered to vote, are capable of registered vote. And we have about 176,000 at this point registered voters. So there's a big gap between those two. So those registered voter numbers were very surprising.
Well, you're speaking our language as the League of Women Voters, so thank you for looking at that. And yes, that is interesting statistic and information for us to have. What issues continue to appear year after year? Are there some that are still on that we're still looking at and still dealing with?
There are. And actually, one of the things I wanted to point out from your last question was the idea of one of the surprises in the report to me is how well our school district really represents some of the complexity of the issues in our community.
Sure.
And so poverty is one of those issues that just remains a persistent problem. And we've not fully recovered from the Great Recession. And so you still see that one in five households in Greene County are still considered with households with children are still in the poverty realm. You still have a problem with housing affordability in the community that if you look, over 50% of our renters are spending more than 30% of their household income on housing costs, and that's too high. That's considered cost burden. But going back to that idea of the school district, the other thing that's fascinating about watching the school district is when we look at those income disparities, that translates into tangible achievement gaps.
Right.
And the same is true in terms of when we start looking at diversity. As our community becomes more diverse, how does that translate into tangible issues? And so we have identified, yes, there's achievement gaps by race as well. And why is that? And what can we do about that? And that's where the school district last year created the council to look at diversity and inclusion. And that's where data can really help us make a difference.
In your opinions, which red flags do you feel is most urgent for the community to address right now?
I feel like poverty remains. So many things are tied to poverty. One of the things that I think you'll notice in this report, that more so than previous reports, is how the chapters have looked a little more collectively at the issues. So it's not so much that there are 11 silos and we're going to look at the community in these ways. It's sort of saying there are a lot of complex issues, and poverty touches a lot of these topics, as does mental health. That's another one that comes through. And what are the relationships to these challenges, and how do we confront them in a more complex way rather than using a hammer to solve a very singular problem that may actually create some unintended consequences? And I think that conversation has become much more complex and nuanced, which is really important as we try to solve these really long-term problems.
Right. Well, great information, and certainly this report does help make democracy work in our community. And so thank you for your work on this.
Thank you.
Bridget Dirks and Jonathan Groves have been my guests this morning discussing the new community focus report. The link to access that will be on the KSMU website. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org.